What's up, bossies? It's Wednesday and the perfect day of the week because I get to talk to you guys. If you are not subscribed yet, I do upload not on a regular basis. Therefore, make sure you subscribe so you get a notification once there is a new episode out. I mean, this week we are going into it. One realization that changed my life. We are talking about your secret confessions and how to overcome jealousy, why the upgrading culture is toxic, and what we can do to become the girl who's got everything going for her. So without further ado, let's get right into it. First of all, I'm extremely grateful for all the questions and all the emails that you guys are sending me on a daily basis. And even if I don't answer sometimes, I do read them all and even talk about them on this podcast. So don't be discouraged if I don't get to answer all your emails, especially topics that I'm certain about will help a bigger audience, because most of the time we have the same struggles in life. So always feel free to send in any questions you have, whether it's just a superficial, normal question that you have in mind or something more deep. It really doesn't matter. So let's start with the first questions. Two girls wrote in, and both were in a similar situation. I want to read both questions first, and I'll give you the one advice that changed my life personally and the way I treat situations like this, regardless of the person standing in front of me. Because I do believe we've all been in similar situations, and if you haven't been, there will be a situation like this probably in your future. So this is something that will really be helpful, and it helped me, so I hope it will transform your life positively. So here we go. Hey girl, I love that she wrote girl with a U. Hey girl, my mother-in-law is picking up on my looks, outfits, and the way I'm always busy working. I'm 26 years old, well-educated, and all the things a mother-in-law should be grateful for. But my mother-in-law has always been kind of a suppressed housewife with not much saying in the household, wasn't able to dress the way she wanted to, still isn't, due to her religion, and now is always picking up on me. No matter what I do, she always thinks I should do it differently. How can I deal with this entire situation? And I'm reading the next question immediately, so you guys understand it's like a completely different situation, but it's the same underlying issue. So here we go. Hi Shauna, my bestie and I have been best friends since 12 years. But there's always been this weird power struggle between us. And she always makes fun of me. And if I ever confront her about it, she always says, it's a joke. Like, oh my God, get over it. This time, it really hit me. And I really am not in the same headspace as before. So I want to make it clear to her that she can't just make fun of me and say, it's a joke later as an excuse. What's her problem? So you guys see hopefully where I'm going with this. These two questions and these two situations are very similar. Because the bottom line is, somebody projects their own insecurities onto you. And you let them because you feel offended. And as long as you feel offended, they will continue. You are feeding them the exact outcome they want. That's the result they want to achieve. They want you to feel their insecurities. Only because your mother-in-law wasn't able to dress the way you dress, be as independent, as educated as you are, she's probably now trying to make you feel less so she feels better for not having achieved all those things you have. Do you understand the concept? People's insecurities are none of your problem. They have nothing to do with you. Your mother-in-law's insecurities that she seemingly, from what I just heard, projects onto you have nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with the way you're educated, the way you carry yourself, the way you look, or whatever you do for work. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with her issues. You have two options. I always take the first option myself because to me that is the higher road and the way it usually always works out. I simply ignore what they say. I don't even start a conversation or give an answer to that. So she can say that to me. I would look away and not even give an answer. You know what I mean? Just ignore her. Because then they feel stupid. You know, like, who am I talking to? Hopefully, of course. And you know, now through that, you have the power. You understand now that obviously this has nothing to do with you. So why would you even argue with somebody who hasn't worked out their own issues, you know? But here's the problem also with this. If that person won't stop, you know, sometimes people and their audacity, they don't feel humiliated by being ignored. And the first option doesn't work for them. So then you have to give them a taste of their own medicine, unfortunately. When she tells you you're always Miss Independent, say something like, well, I can see that for you being a housewife and not having experienced what I have, it's hard to imagine somebody doing what I'm doing, you know, somebody being independent. And I know it sounds mean, but if that mother-in-law, or maybe it's a friend or whatnot, is being this mean to you over and over and over, you gotta give her a little taste of her own medicine for once. Indirectly give back to her what she's been doing to you and showing her your limits, you know? Because otherwise, I don't know what will make a person like this stop. And then we have the friend question, right? The same way, if your friend always cracks a joke about you, maybe it's your looks, maybe it's your intelligence, or I don't know what she's mocking you about, then it's 100% their own insecurities projected onto you because they could never. And now, because you possess something they wish they had, they need to mock you and make you feel bad about yourself, about your abilities, about your looks, so they can feel better with themselves, not owning those things. And that's a person who needs to admit to themselves, actually, that they don't have what you have and that maybe they could put in work to get there or understand that we are all different and unique and it's okay. It's okay not to possess a certain look or a certain body type or, you know, a certain ability. But oftentimes, people don't do that. They rather don't work out their own deeply rooted issues and they project their issues and insecurities into other people and make other people feel bad about themselves. It's crazy. But since this is your bestie, you know, it's a different power struggle than with a mother-in-law, you know, where it's an older person and you want to be respectful towards older people, right? But since this is your bestie, you can easily just confront her and ask her what her true issue is. What is it that she wants out of making a comment like this, mocking you? Because you can tell her that to you, mocking somebody isn't a joke, but an insecurity they're projecting onto you. And then just wait for an answer. When she understands that you understand what the real underlying issue is, that will sit deep with her, right? And friendships and relationships are built upon respect, humility, honesty. And if your bestie of 12 years can't do that for you and makes you feel less than you are actually are instead of, you know, building you up, then you should probably consider the time and energy you're spending on this friendship. Because, you know, a true friend, you know, she should build you up and you should build her up. And when she feels bad, you should make her feel better and the other way around. You know, it's a no-brainer. I don't need to even mention these things. But sometimes we need to be reminded of those things. Yeah, once you understand this principle, really nobody and nothing can offend you. Because it's not your battle to fight and it's not your issue to pick up on. And they don't deal with their issues by making other people feel less. And what does that really say about them? Wow, that was a real deep start into this week's episode. I feel like lately we do start very deep. I will try to go lighter for the next episodes, but this is so important to talk about. I'm currently, by the way, drinking a fresh apple carrot juice because my mom purchased a new juicer for me, and I cannot believe I lived without a juicer for all these years. She was like, oh my god, how can you not have a juicer? And I was like, I don't know, mom. But I only look at this drink right now and automatically I feel 100% more healthy. Which brings up my next topic of not feeling like myself. So I recently came upon an article. it was like in a medical magazine, and it said that for women, due to our hormonal changes throughout our 20s up to our mid-30s, and after that there are different hormonal changes, of course, but this was specifically for women in their 20s until their mid-30s, we often experience the phenomenon of not feeling like ourselves. And previously, cases like this were only tied to pregnancies, where afterwards you wouldn't feel like yourself. But this article stated it was just women who didn't experience pregnancy, didn't give birth. That is due to hormonal changes, of course. And I was like, oh my God, 3 years ago, I felt like something was changing in my body. And everything was like weird. I got hormonal acne, which was wild because not even my youth I had acne. So I was thrown off, had no clue what to do with myself, felt super insecure. And I went to several doctors, and you know how they operate. They just give you a bunch of pills to regulate what's happening, but they don't look at the root of the problem, which for me was a hormonal imbalance within my body. So I did tons and tons of research and looked into natural remedies for myself, because that was also an interesting article that I came upon. Natural remedies and pills were used only, right, back in the day, and they worked even better with no long-term effects on your liver or other body parts, unlike the chemical industrial pills we know nowadays. Back in the days, the pharmaceutical industry, when they once started out, it started out in Germany and the US then, but in the US, it also started due to German immigrants. And when that started, they got trademarks and patents and governed rules to forbid natural remedies. And up to this point, like I said, only natural remedies and pills were used, and they worked, but they didn't make as much profit as the mass production of pharmaceutical pills. And in 2012, they even banned the most effective natural remedies in the European Union, which was way later than in the US. The pharmaceutical industry could flourish more and make money and better revenues. And I went the natural route. I researched so much, so many natural remedies, things I could do instead of taking pills and prescriptions from doctors that will not treat the root of the problem that I have. So I looked at my blood tests and everything. I saw where I had a lack of vitamins. You know, I was lacking vitamin D. I was lacking vitamin B12. I was lacking iron. I had a huge, huge iron deficiency that couldn't just be simply fixed with, you know, a pill. So I had an iron infusion. Like, so many things contribute to your hormonal change and the way you feel. So I really want to share this in case girls that are listening to this are going through a similar phase where they don't really feel like themselves, or they feel kind of sluggish, kind of weird, maybe not as motivated or just tired, or, you know, so many things that could happen. And I really recommend you looking into this. Looking into the root of your issue, getting your blood work tested and everything. I know it's not a sexy topic, but I came across these articles and I thought I wanted to touch upon this topic real quick on today's podcast, because even if it benefits only one person, it has benefited one person. So it's important enough. I feel like it's not often talked about that, like, girls in their 20s, they get hormonal changes. And that's why I really, really wanted to talk about this. If you're going through something similar, make sure you do your research, reach out to people that might be able to help you, to professionals, and I'm certain there will be a solution for you, and you will most definitely feel better afterwards. Like, don't be ashamed to have hormonal changes in your 20s. It really isn't a big deal. It's normal. We are women. We go through these things. I want to go into something less deep now, something more fun, your secret confessions. I think I will incorporate this now into every episode. These secret confessions that you send in made me laugh so hard. You guys sent in all types of DMs, and now these were the juicy ones I could not wait to share. Of course, by the way, all of your DMs and emails, they will always be kept anonymous, because what we're not going to do is expose the bossy gang for living their best lives. First, I slept with my friend's older brother and we are having an affair. I don't know how to break it to her. Well, here we go. You have to tell her, first of all. Like, that's not even a question. The longer you wait, the worse, because there will be so many instances where you have the possibility to tell her. And since she's your friend first, it's really important to be honest and open and tell her what's really going on. There's really no reason to keep this from her. She has a right to know as your friend, especially because the whole circle now is so close. For you though, before telling her, I would most definitely figure out, is it just an affair, like just having fun? Are you guys actually falling for one another? Do you guys wanna have a relationship together? Because this way you tell her, listen, I'm having an affair with your brother. We both like each other and we really think this could be a relationship. You give her the space that she needs and you will let her tell you what she wants and what she thinks. Or you know it's just fun and an affair and you tell her, listen, I have had an affair with your brother. But if it's just that, you will have to probably end it. I mean, if there's no future and you guys don't want a relationship or anything, she's your friend first. I would recommend personally to just tell her and tell her that you're also over it and you're not gonna continue this. Next, I told my parents I'm at my grandma's while I went straight to Cancun for a weekend. I have one question and one question only. Is your grandma covering for you? Because if yes, I want to be her friend because she's a real G. And if not, like, how do you do that? How do your parents not call your grandma and ask, like, because I could never do this. My parents would upfront call my grandma and be like, oh, we are so happy Shana is coming over. Do you need anything? Should we send anything? Or they would call mid-weekend and be like, how are you guys? Are you having fun? Should we come over? Or do you need anything? Like, since I could never get away with these things, I genuinely want to know this. So if you're listening to this, and you probably are, send me please the answer to this. I need to know more about your grandma, and I need to know how it is possible to you to do something like this. Next one, and this is the last one. I'm going to stop with this because these messages went crazy, you guys. Here we go. I stole at Barney's when I was 14. I'm having teary eyes, honestly. For those of you listening to this, and you are like a listener from Europe or somewhere else in the world, Barney's was a luxury department store in New York. Honestly, Barney's, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say right now, and I'm not gonna take it back. They had an even better shoe department than Bergdorf's. Rest in peace. I'm paying my respects to Barney's, and I can't believe you did this. Let's stop right there, and let's get into the last part of today's episode. Because I got so many questions, first of all, about upgrading your life and how you can become that girl who's got everything going for her. And you know, in life, there will always be somebody who's doing better than you. There will always be somebody who's got more money than you, more success than you. They got a better relationship than you. Whatever you don't have, they might have it. That's just life. If we were all the same, we'd probably die. Like, how boring would that be? The one advice that I can give you is, though, do not compare yourself to others and to the things, materialistic things or the success they have, but view them as motivation. Also, you know, I mentioned this in one of my stories, like upgrading your life. The only person that can change your life is you, yourself, and you. That's really it. Nobody will come into your life and be like, I want to help you become the next, I don't know, Rihanna, because you deserve it. No, people are busy with their own lives. They want that for themselves. If it's a man, then he will most likely want something in return from you. So you can't ever, ever rely on anybody else. So you just really have to make it work for yourself. You have to go out of your way, do everything so that you can succeed in life. And it starts really with a mindset of looking at others, looking at your life in a positive way, and knowing that you have the power to change it. You don't like your current job, you can change and you can apply to another. You know, you wanna have a better body, you can go and hit the gym. Nobody's going to change your body for you, you know, unless you want to go like the unnatural route. But that's not what I'm talking about. This is really bottom line, my advice. Don't go to another girl's page and compare your looks or your social status, your financial status. Just don't do that because it will only bring misery in your life. Mostly it won't help you upgrading your life. I remember, you know, when Sierra came out and she was like, I upgraded, because I think the whole thing started with Sierra, actually. When she came out and she was like, I upgraded my life. I sent out this prayer. You know, that was like the famous prayer where everybody was joking online, like, I need Sierra's prayer because it worked so well for her. She said something to the extent of, yeah, I pray to God that he will give me a man that I deserve, something like this. And she got Russell Williams, like the best match in the world, both of them. She's a famous singer. He's a famous, what, NFL player, I think. And so all of a sudden, you see her from being bitter, you know, over future, the whole feud and everything, somebody not treating her accordingly, to somebody who's praising her online. And you go on her page and you see that and she's like, yeah, I upgraded my life, blah, blah, blah. But you know, she did that in silence. She worked for years to be where she is, first of all, career-wise. She focused on herself, and that is something that I want, like the message that I wanted to give you. If you focus only on yourself, your own issues, and sort them out, and you really focus on getting where you see yourself and where you want yourself to be, looking at somebody else and comparing yourself to somebody else will bring you zero. Like, it won't bring you anywhere. But really focusing on yourself, putting yourself out there to transform into who you want to be, will change your life. So choose wisely. And I'm also aware that due to social media and everything, it is easier and it is sometimes the way it is that you do subconsciously even compare yourself to somebody else because you stumbled upon their page. But if that's the case, try to, you know, cut down on your screen time or try to only follow accounts maybe that make you feel good and better about yourself or they motivate you. There's so many great accounts out there that really do all of that for you, that are entertaining, that are not about looking perfect because that's just not possible, but they're about, you know, just entertaining you and being funny, or they educate you, or they, you know, show you the latest news. So it's really important that you know that you have the power over the content that you consume, the people you surround yourself with, and you have really the power of changing your own life and the direction you are going towards. So yeah. Wow, again, deep talk. I should really start these episodes with the Rich Girls lifestyle, so it's a little lighter, you know, and then we go into all the deep stuff and fun stuff that we share with one another, because that was a whole lot of deep talk. I really, really do hope that, you know, there was some value for you guys in there, and I really hope that the advice that I give you or the stories that I shared from the Bossy Gang, that these really resonated with you, they help you in some way, even if that's not the situation you are in right now, or maybe in the future you stumble upon something like this, that this episode could help you with this. And I can't wait for your suggestions. Feel free to send in questions, feel free to send in story times, feel free to send in suggestions of what you want to hear me talk about on these episodes, on the next episodes. So yeah, let me know. I'm very, very excited to open my TikTok in the morning, opening my IG in the morning, and going through the messages you sent me. I'm looking forward to next week. And until then, bossies, bye. Bye.